From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 70 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. It's 306. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, Western Kansas has more or less inserted itself into the Corn Belt, which is a region of the Midwest from Ohio to Nebraska that has traditionally dominated corn production. But despite an increase in corn acres, Kansas is still shipping in a lot of corn to keep up with the beef industry.
We take fertilizer up north to Nebraska or South Dakota, and we'll bring back corn product or corn itself.
Coming up, we'll hear about how one crop took over a region in Kansas and the long-term challenges both corn and beef industries are facing. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of roaring 20s Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow. October 16th, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org.
Clear skies in the forecast tonight. A low in the mid-40s is expected. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 70s. It's 67 degrees in Emporia, 70 in Atchison, and 61 in Chanute. The time is 3:20.
This is NPR News. Hassan Piker is one of the most popular leftist streamers in North America and the ideological counterpart to Charlie Kirk. Kirk's assassination disturbed him, and in the weeks after, he was troubled by the clampdown on free speech.
They're trying to mobilize against all kinds of political dissidents. They want to stamp it out.
Hassan Piker on the state of free speech on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio getting you caught up on the latest news.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence. It is 3:30.
World's largest source of electricity generation by the middle of next year at the latest. Michael Copley, NPR News.
Stocks were down across the board on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly will embark on an 8-city tour to hear what Kansans' priorities are for the next state budget. The Democratic governor will hold the town halls over the next 2 months. She is term limited and cannot seek re-election. Yesterday, Kelly said she wants feedback from Kansans to come up with what she is calling, quote, the people's budget, ahead of next year's legislative session. Kelly has cautioned Republican lawmakers against tax cuts that she says would jeopardize the state's financial well-being. 1 week into the government shutdown fight, the Kansas federal delegation is sticking to party lines. The state's two U.S. senators and three out of four representatives are Republicans. None of them have called on party leaders to negotiate with Democrats to end the shutdown. At a press conference with Kansas media, Republican U.S. Senator Roger Marshall said Democrats are making unreasonable demands to extend tax credits that make health care more affordable for some people.
So I'm very willing to try to fix health care. That's really what we should be focused on. But when there's a shutdown, we can't do it.
Democratic Representative Charisse Davids says she supports her party's push to extend the tax credits. She is also backing legislation to keep the Federal Aviation Administration operational while the shutdown persists. Many upper-floor spaces on main streets in rural Kansas towns are unused, but newly available funds will provide the opportunity to revitalize them and help address affordable housing shortages. The Kansas Department of Commerce now has $250,000 available to support new upper-floor housing in commercial buildings. Assistant Secretary Matt Gadina says this will enhance the overall functionality of downtowns in small communities.
Now we're getting people living downtown, shopping locally, you know, restaurants, retail, what might be down there as well.
The
ripple effect.
The funds are available to designated Kansas communities working to preserve historic main streets and downtown districts. Some new housing units will be ready within a year. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s. You're listening to KPR, and it's 3:35.
Support for...
You're listening to All Things Considered. And you're listening to All Things Considered on KPR. I'm Laura Lorson. Over the decades, western Kansas has inserted itself into the Corn Belt, a region of the Midwest from Ohio to Nebraska that has historically dominated corn production. Today, as you travel through what we think of as the Wheat State, you're just as likely to see corn instead. Kansas News Service reporter Kaylin Moore explores why the state is growing so much corn and the long-term challenges to the industry.
It's harvest time in Kansas, less water nearby, like sorghum.
It's just going to look different. By God, it needs to look different. If we're doing the same thing 20 years from now that we are today, that's a dying industry, right?
But the challenge is that feedlots and ethanol plants are set up to handle corn, and farmers know how to grow it. Making the switch to something else like sorghum will take money, time, and changes to government policy. Until then, corn will remain the dominant crop it is right now. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, reporting on health, commerce, agriculture, and many other issues connected to public policy. If you would like to hear more of their work, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow Joni Wickham moderates bipartisan consensus building with Kansas State Representatives Laura Williams and Brandon Woodard, October 8th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stick around. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight in our next 30 minutes. Israelis are paying heavy costs for the longest war in their history. We'll talk about soldier trauma, division, animosity, and apathy, and more. Plus, we will hear what the Transportation Secretary has to say about the government shutdown affecting air travel in the U.S. It's all coming up on KPR.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. This is All Things Considered from
NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 69 degrees in Topeka and 67 in Manhattan. It's 4 o'clock.
This year allows teams to prepare balls before game day. There have already been 4 kicks of at least 60 yards this season, close to the single-season record. I'm Ryland Barton. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Garibaldi and Ballet Folklorico del Rio Grande, October 10th, 7:30 p.m. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
It's 70 degrees in Lawrence and 70 in Manhattan. It's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Thank you so much for tuning into KPR. In our next 30 minutes, we will have an update of news headlines. Then, doctors are reacting to the latest CDC directive regarding the updated COVID-19 vaccine.
It's not as restrictive as it could have been, but it still puts barriers in the way.
We'll take a closer look at the new guidelines, and we'll learn about a new survey regarding AI. More college students are using AI chatbots to complete their assignments, help them out with their studies. That is probably not a big surprise to you. However, we now have data from a recent survey showing that professors are using it increasingly. We'll talk about all of it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at One Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, a night of classical music and romantic music. Mozart, Haydn, Fauré, Rimsky-Korsakov, and more. That's 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next we have Reveal. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence, 68 in Emporia. It is 4:20. Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
We have news headlines coming up next at 68 degrees in Emporia, 70 in Manhattan. The time is 4:30.
Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Murray, Utah.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. 1 week into the government shutdown fight, the Kansas federal delegation is sticking to party lines. The state's 2 U.S. senators and 3 out of 4 representatives are Republicans. None of them have called on party leaders to negotiate with Democrats to end the shutdown. At a press conference with Kansas media, U.S. Republican Senator Roger Marshall said Democrats are making unreasonable demands for extending tax credits that make health care more affordable for some people.
So I'm very willing to try to fix health care. That's really what we should be focused on. But when there's a shutdown, we can't do it.
Democratic Representative Charisse Davids says she supports her party's push to extend the tax credits. She is also backing legislation to keep the Federal Aviation Administration operational while the shutdown persists. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a scam involving a caller pretending to be a sheriff's deputy. The caller identifies himself as Deputy Williams and offers to settle unpaid tickets or outstanding warrants by accepting Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. The Sheriff's Office says residents should always be wary of calls from people claiming to be government officials or bank employees. KVOE reports the Sheriff's Office does have a Deputy Williams, but he has nothing to do with those calls. Meanwhile, police in neighboring Coffee County are warning of a different scam, this time targeting the families of people who are incarcerated. In this scam, the callers pretend to be county officials who can get their loved ones out of jail if they pay $1,200. The Coffee County Sheriff's Office told KVOE only approved companies should be used for posting bond. Many upper-floor spaces on main streets in rural Kansas towns are unused, but newly available funds will provide the opportunity to revitalize them and help address affordable housing shortages. The Kansas Department of Commerce now has $250,000 available to support new upper-floor housing in commercial buildings. Assistant Secretary Matt Godinez says this will enhance the overall functionality of downtowns in small communities.
Now we're getting people living downtown, shopping locally, restaurants, retail, what might be down there as well.
The funds are available to designated Kansas communities working to preserve historic main streets in downtown districts. Some new housing units are expected to be ready within a year. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the lower 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the evening, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 50s. You're listening to KPR, and it's 4:35. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also find us at 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies too. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental checkups can help identify health conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and more. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. More All Things Considered yet to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In our next 30 minutes, a conversation with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. He is not happy about President Trump's announced immigration crackdown in the city of Chicago. We will find out the latest, a still-developing story, probably for the next few days, and we will talk about it in just a few moments here on KPR. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 70s, lows in the lower 50s tomorrow night. It's 70 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
Order food for meetings and events from a nationwide network of restaurants, create lunch programs for their employees, and manage food spend at easycater.com. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Hassan Piker is one of the most popular leftist influencers out there. He discusses the state of free speech after Charlie Kirk's assassination tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming your way in 1 minute. The time is 5 o'clock.
It's come as Congress cut $1.1 billion in public broadcasting funding. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
70 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Manhattan, 68 in Emporia. It is 5:06.
For NPR News, I'm Manuel Rueda in Bogota.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, lots of other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence, offering heated patio seating Tuesday through Saturday from 3 p.m. till late. More information at 715mass.com.
Thanks so much for spending part of your time with us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the Attorney General Pam Bondi faced some questions about her leadership of the Justice Department at a Senate hearing today. There was some shouting. It was complicated. I don't know that you would call it combative, but it didn't go terribly smoothly, and we'll tell you all about it. Also, we'll learn more about what they're calling a gray market for obesity drugs, and we'll tell you all about the link between the corn industry in Kansas and the feedlot industry. It's all coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday celebration featuring American jazz-influenced indie rock musician May Simonez at the Granada, October 16th. Doors open 7 p.m., show at 8 p.m. Tickets at granada.com.
As part of KPR's annual Live Day, which is happening on Friday, October 24th, we invite you to join us for a free concert that evening, Friday night, October 24th, Destiny Ann Mermegan and friends. We ask that you visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, to let us know if you plan to join us. We'll make sure we have enough chairs. They are not assigned seats. We just need to make sure we have enough of them. It'll be happening at the Lawrence Public Library. All the details, again, at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR was troubled by the clampdown on free speech.
They're trying to mobilize against all kinds of political dissidents. They want to stamp it out.
Hassan Piker on the state of free speech on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for morning edition news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
News headlines are up next. It's 69 degrees in Topeka, 69 in Abilene. It is 5:30.
She says she wants the Israeli government to end the war through diplomacy. Emily Fang, NPR News, near Oz.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly will embark on an 8-city tour to hear what Kansans' priorities are for the next state budget. The Democratic governor will hold the town halls over the next 2 months. She is term limited and cannot seek re-election. Yesterday, Kelly said she wants feedback from Kansans to come up with what she is calling, quote, the people's budget ahead of next year's legislative session. Kelly has cautioned Republican lawmakers against tax cuts that she says would jeopardize the state's financial well-being. Many upper floor spaces on main streets in rural Kansas towns are unused, but newly available funds will provide the opportunity to revitalize them and help address affordable housing shortages. The Kansas Department of Commerce has $250,000 available to support new upper floor housing in commercial buildings. Assistant Secretary Matt Godinez says this will enhance the overall functionality of downtowns in small communities.
Now we're getting people living downtown, shopping locally, you know, restaurants, retail, what might be down there as well.
The funds are available to designated Kansas communities working to preserve historic main streets and downtown districts. Some new housing units will be ready within a year. With federal grant money drying up, Lawrence Transit is proposing a new $3 fare for its on-demand service, which is currently free. The agency says buses on regular routes would still be free to ride. Lawrence Transit says about 8% of its scheduled on-demand trips are no-shows. By imposing a $3 fare, the agency says there would be fewer no-shows, leading to more reliable service and better availability. The Lawrence Transit Advisory Board will hear a presentation on the proposal later this month. The new fare would take effect next year. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 70s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the evening with lows in the lower 50s. Beginning a gradual warm-up on Thursday. Partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s, lows in the mid-50s Thursday night and into the 80s for Friday. It's 70 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence and 69 in Topeka. This is KPR and it's 5:35.
Support for NPR on Thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered. This is KPR's All Things Considered. I'm Laura Lorson. Over the decades, western Kansas has inserted itself in a way into the Corn Belt, a region of the Midwest from Ohio to Nebraska that has historically dominated corn production. Today, as you travel through the wheat state, you're just as likely to see corn instead. Kansas News Service reporter Kaylin Moore explored why the state is growing so much corn and the long-term challenges to the corn production industry.
It's harvest time in Kansas.
By God, it needs to look different. If we're doing the same thing 20 years from now that we are today, that's a dying industry, right?
But the challenge is that feedlots and ethanol plants are set up to handle corn, and farmers know how to grow it. Making the switch to something else like sorghum will take money, time, and changes to government policy. Until then, corn will remain the dominant crop it is right now. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, reporting on health, commerce, agriculture, and many other issues connected to public policy. If you'd like to learn more or hear that story again, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, many other frequencies all around the state. Also online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas counties since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Stick around. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the transportation secretary says the government shutdown is affecting air travel in the U.S. and a shortage of air traffic controllers. It's been leading to some flight delays at airports serving several major cities. We'll have more coming up here on KPR.
This is All Things Considered from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.